Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Tim Sanderlin, and today is December 27th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through a part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we'll be working from today is O Holy Night, and we'll be looking at the first stanza, which says, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope and the weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices. O night divine, a night when Christ was born. O night, O holy night, O night divine. Our scripture today comes from Romans chapter 8, and I'll be reading for us verses 18 through 30. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the spirits, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he has also justified. And those whom he has justified, he has also glorified. This past summer, I found myself in the midst of a sea of children during the morning VBS session. During one session, someone on stage asked the kids the fatal question, "Do you want the good news or the bad news first?" Being a little older, I've come to believe that it is always better to get the bad stuff out of the way so that the good news can actually be enjoyed. If done in the reverse order, the celebration is short and bittersweet. I considered myself to be one of the older and therefore wiser people in that group, meaning I assumed that this bit of knowledge was something these children wouldn't have discovered yet, but I was wrong. Even the 5-year-old attendees were yelling, "Bad news! Give us the bad news first!" When the bad news came that it was the last day of VBS, the good news, that we would be making the most of it with pieing Mr. Larry in the face, became that much sweeter. Good news is good news. It is even better if it makes up for the bad news. The book of Romans acknowledges both the bad news and the good news. The bad news is that sin is a problem. It separates us from God. Because of our sin, we are enemies of God. Paul cries out in Romans 7, what a wretched man I am. Who will save me from the body of death? And in Romans 8, even as we hear again the good news of the gospel, we continue to feel the weight of sin. Because of the presence of sin in our world and the power of sin over the lives of unbelievers, we groan along with all of creation waiting to be redeemed. Can you hear the weariness in Romans 8, 18 through 25? However, Romans 8 brings about some good news too. We are made clean. You are a friend of God. You have been adopted. It says this in verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. The soul that was void of worth is now made alive and is set free. Before Christ came, it was probably hard to have any hope of good news after hundreds of years of sin and suffering for God's people. They must have felt the desperation of living in a world in sin and error pining. But here's the good news. Then he appeared, Jesus, and the soul felt its worth. We must face the bad news, who we were, because only then is that mourning turned into dancing when we see that we have been found in Christ, who we are now. Let us join with the shepherds and angels who worshiped that first holy night, proclaiming the good news that Christ the Savior is born.